We all know Hajj is a fundamental of Islam, a basic pillar of Islam. In madrasa, we learn, you know, the five pillars of Islam. One of them is Hajj, that everyone knows. But if you could please share with us some excellences, some virtues, you know, some fadail of Hajj, inshallah, it will be very beneficial for our viewers and listeners.
There are so many, you know, excellence of Hajj. There are so many ayat about Hajj and the excellence of Hajj. And subhanAllah, there are so many ahadith. Prophet of Rahmah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the Haji will intercede for the 400 family members and will be as free from sins as he was on the day of he was born.
Allah, Allah,
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
Means he also inshallah forgiven, and the 400 family members of Haji will be forgiven. Another hadith pak, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the Haji is forgiven and the one for whom the Haji asks forgiveness is also forgiven.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Another beautiful hadith, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, there will be no accountability for the one who departs for Hajj or Umrah and dies on the way. He will be ordered to enter paradise. Look at how noble journey is. You perform Hajj, you get forgiveness, you get maghfirah, and in the journey if you die, subhanallah, so there is no accountability, go directly to Jannah.
Subhanallah, 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 mashallah, mashallah. A very beautiful point Haji Sahib shared with us, and many of us think, you know, when people come back from Hajj, when they return, why do we all ask them for du'as? A very, very beautiful hadith and a very beautiful narration Haji Sahib mentioned, that, you know, he is forgiven and the one who he makes du'a for, that person is also forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And also, these are the virtues and excellence of Hajj. And whenever any Haji go for Hajj, he must go to the Madinah Munawwara. Then to the Madinah Munawwara, and subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. If anybody visit it, my Raza, my Qabr-e Munawwar, subhanallah, the shafa, the intercession of Rasul-e Pak become wajib on him. Subhanallah. So the you know, sinners like us, and if we got chance to visit Madinah Munawwara, and subhanallah, when we visit the grave of Rasul-e Pak, Raza-e Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the intercession of Rasul-e Pak, the shafaat of Rasul-e Pak become wajib.